So Mrs. R, with all her trimming, can broadcast a bed from Simmons, cause Frank will know anything goes.
That is, of course, Cole Porter. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show on member-supported KAXE, KBXE. We are talking this morning about Anything Goes. The Grand Rapids Players are busily working on their next production, and joining me in the studio, director John Schroeder and choreographer and cast member Marina White. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So tell us about why you wanted to put on this production. What is it about this music and this storyline that you thought would work? It looks like it first was in production in 1934.
Well, it's based on the Cole Porter music. He had written the play. It's gone through several revisions, adaptations, re-releases over the years. I think there was one on Broadway 87, and then in the 60s, I can't remember offhand. And then 2018 is the most recent revision. And so that's the one that we're doing. So it's got all the original flavor in there, but some updated for modern audiences. And Cole Porter music is, I don't know, I think it's great. It's feel good music and takes you back a little bit. And the story is heartwarming, just a boy meets girl as it's described, and a little bit of, I don't know, it's just a fun story.
Marina, you've got the t-shirt on, I just noticed, from Anything Goes, and there is a life preserver in the middle, because this takes place on a ship, is that right?
The setting is a ship with doors and stairs, and I couldn't ask for more.
how is it looking? Tell us a little bit about how you get the stage to really add to what all the performers are doing.
Putting people into another location, just getting the audience in their mind, you know, use the imagination, because we don't have an actual ship on the stage, of course, but there are elements that give you that feeling. And so it starts with some sketches on paper and then communicating to a set designer or builder, and then starts getting built up. And we're at the stage now where we're painting it, so bringing it to that final stretch. And so that's a lot of it's done just through suggestion. You know, we'll have the life preservers hanging on there. There's a smokestack or a steamer stack at the back of the set, and then lighting actually does quite a bit too. So it's kind of the magic of theater, bringing just some wood and paint to life, and having different levels, the stairways and the second deck, just gives us something more interesting to look at, so you're not just all on the same plane. We have actors up and down and moving around.
You know, it's funny you said, because of the kind of feel good of it, it seems to me like just hearing that music, like that probably was, you know, after we'd been in world wars and you needed something fun. And I feel like we kind of need this right now probably too, because we've all been through a lot.
Mm-hmm. That was part of the impetus of choosing this production, is just we all need a little pick me up and something to bring everybody together in a distanced setting and just enjoy life again.
Another thing about the music is that it just lends itself to jazz and tap, which is what the choreography all is. All of it is choreographed using that, and those are my favorite styles, jazz and tap. So we are. That was really fun to choreograph to that music and use the stops and the ebb and flow of the music in order to help the dancers, help the performers create the dance that lends itself to enhance the play.
Huh. I didn't realize there was tap in that. That sounds really cool to me. So the performers, did they need to know how to tap dance, or how is that teaching them how to do this?
It was a lot of work. So we started out with the number that has a lot of tap in it first.
Okay.
And we sometimes I would simplify things so that those that were non-tappers could do the sounds at the right time. The hardest part for me in I choreographed it. That was the fun part. But then the hardest part now is tapping for over a minute and then singing.
Yeah.
Building up that stamina. So yes, we did have some that already had some experience in tapping. and then several that did not. But they have been practicing so hard to learn these number, that number, and do their best on stage.
We're talking about Anything Goes. It's being produced by the Grand Rapids Players. It opening night is next Friday, October 1st. So be honest, how are people feeling? Are they getting nervous the week before, or is everybody excited?
There's a little bit of the sense of need for the hustle on the final stretch here, no doubt. But I would say I feel pretty confident on where things are. Another couple weeks would be nice. This has been a quick schedule. It's been just under a 9-week rehearsal process, which is pretty short for what we typically would like for a musical, but it's just the way the calendar fell. So usually 12 is preferred, 16 is awesome. 9 weeks is possible, but it's been a sprint to get here. But we're going to make the finish line, and it feels pretty good.
Is that kind of part of the process? I've never been part of a play that there's nerves and excitement, and that's just a normal thing you kind of work through as you get to that first opening night?
I think so, and the amount of nerves can vary with the individual based on personality or experience or whatever. And maybe I'm more chill than I should be right now, but it's not my first rodeo.
Yeah.
I can see, you know, there are holes that need to be filled, but I know that it'll get there.
It's not your first rodeo. What was the first production you did on a stage, John? Either in it or your director of this?
Sure. So I believe the first time I was on the stage was I was maybe 6, 7, something like that. It was, I think, Prairie Fire Children's Theater. That's the touring group that brings the script and all the costumes. They go from town to town, and I believe it was at the I think we rehearsed at the Bovee City Hall upstairs, and then we performed at Greenway Auditorium. But anyway, it was Peter Pan, and I was too late to audition, so they just threw me in as a pirate, and I had a stipple brush with whiskers, and I just remember being in the hallway in the basement and threw off some lady when she saw this little 6-year-old with whiskers, and she didn't realize stage makeup was a thing. I don't know.
So did you kind of know then, like, this was something you were going to follow in your life, or that, you know, you were drawn to it?
I think at that point it was probably my parents wanted to give me the experience and saw the ad and threw me in there. And yeah, there's not really theater in my family per se. So it was just hey, try this. And yeah, the bug bit me a little bit, but then it wasn't hard and fast. I think it was, you know, as I did more shows through middle school, high school, and then got a minor in college on that. And then after Running Away with the Circus, then I came back and started directing. So the first full show I direct, well, it was either Showboat or My Fair Lady in 2009, I think, was the first musical production.
And just to be clear, Run Away with the Circus is not a metaphor. You actually ran away with the circus.
Yep, that was
okay.
My fallback plan.
So, Marina, how about you for stage or dancing? When did that bug hit you?
Well, the very first time I was on stage was at 4, singing and dancing. And my mom recalls that I would wait and find someone to point to when I sang the line, "I never knew any boy like you." And sometimes they'd have to hold the music until I finally said that "you." So luckily I had a good pianist that was playing with me. So yeah, I've been on stage since as long as I can remember in a variety of things. In high school plays, junior high plays. The first time I ever directed was in 1989, directing Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And when the Players asked me about directing that, I was thought, direct me? And then it's like, oh, it's just glorified choreography. I can do this. And I had a fabulous group to work with that did all of the other things. And you know, I had a wonderful production team to do that. But I've been involved in several of the plays, the Grand Rapids Players, choreographing Forever Plaid Tidings. Oh, let's see, what did we do? Oliver back in the day. Mm-hmm. And Bye Bye Birdie. And there are just so many things that I've worked with the Players that I just love that. It just brings out that creativity in me. And there's nothing like taking the music and finding movements to go with it and then seeing the performers bring it to life, bringing your dream to life. There's nothing like it.
What do you think performing arts bring to like a small community like Grand Rapids?
Brings people together, and I've never seen anything so inclusive as a theater, because we come from different walks of life, different backgrounds. Sure, we've got the geography in common and a love for theater, but for some people it's new too. It's sometimes it's their first production that they're, for whatever reason, throwing themselves in there to get their feet wet. But when we come together for a common goal, putting on a production, all of our differences are either forgotten or complementing what we're bringing to the show. And so even in terms of arts, just looking at arts specifically, but generally the theater, the stage brings together so many different elements. You've got the musical, you've got the visual arts of the scenic design, the poster design, and so pretty much every piece of art, especially in a musical production, every element of art comes together to put on a cohesive production. So,
And I like how it crosses the age barriers. Once you get in with a theater group, it doesn't matter your age. You've got this love of the theater, love of music, love of dance, and you're all there. And it's like you're all the same age. It doesn't matter. And that's kind of nice to me.
Anything Goes by the Grand Rapids Players. It opening night is next Friday, October 1st, and then it'll run through Sunday the 10th. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the first weekend too?
Yep, Friday, Saturday, Sunday is the matinee.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds great. You can find more information at grplayers.com and get your tickets at rifecenter.org. And we want to thank Hawkinson Construction for this production. Anything we might have missed?
Nothing's coming to mind. Okay. No, come and have a good time.
Yeah, thanks so much. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show.